Hey, happy day. I got a great business idea. Liberals, they like a free lunch. They like everything for free, so let's design. You and me, we can do this together. Let's design a restaurant. We'll have tables hanging over a cliff, and we'll put them there, and maybe we won't bring them back right away, because they cause us trouble all of the time. Let's kind of leave them hanging. I would like that. I'm in my side yard in my house or at my house in California. I was here for Thanksgiving and I'm thankful for a lot of things because it's Thanksgiving. But you know what? The governor and the government of California, they're not on that thankful list. I mean, they say things. They're always creating rules and educate me, don't legislate me, but they don't do that. They just pass laws and give orders all of the time. And they said, y'all can't eat in your own house, right? You could only have six people maximum, and you got to sit outside and eat. And it was a beautiful day, and I wanted to sit outside, but I couldn't because they told me I had to. So, well, guess what? We all had Thanksgiving dinner in our house, and there was more than six of us, son of a gun. Just saying, Los Angeles County, you know what? They are the most populous county in the entire nation in the United States. There's more than 10 million people live there, and now there's this lockdown thing. It's a order to stay at home. Stay at home order is the verbiage, I guess, or the wordage. How do you do that? How do you lock 10 million people up and actually enforce it? And so many sheriffs are now saying, I'm not going to enforce this. I mean, we can't make criminals out of our citizenry. Good grief. And a lot of people live in small apartments. They have kids and dogs, and you're saying they can't leave their house? Wow. I mean, you just can't do that kind of stuff. And oh, by the way, the death rate is less than 2%. I get it. A lot of people are getting sick. We all get it. But people have always gotten sick. You got to reassess this stuff. I mean, you got to be in charge. You got to take, I don't know, you got to take a moment. You got to use some common sense and say, assess the risk. And the government clearly hasn't done that. The California law, too, prevents indoor dining at restaurants now. You can't go inside a restaurant. You have to sit outside. So guess what's happened? I've dined out here several times since I've been to California this past week or two, and they now have entire parking lots that are created to be outdoor seating. But look at the picture. I mean, so many of them now, the outdoor dining is the equivalent, really, of indoor dining. And guess what the real rub is? The government of California is actually paying for the restaurant owners to go out and create these outdoor facilities. And they're indoor. I mean, they're about as close to being indoors damn as to swearing. I mean, good grief. You know what? I had my patients tested just the other day and it came back negative. And these government people, they do it to me. California has over 2 million people that are unemployed. They don't have a job, right? They can't get work because of COVID and the government has shut everything down. And yet, you know, there's no travel. There's curfew. And by the way, the curfew is 10 p.m. every night. So I guess at about 5 to 10, you start to feel ill if you're outside. At 10:05, you really get sick. And at 10:15, you're dead, right? Come on. And every night now at about 10:01, thousands and thousands of people, they go out and they start walking around. It's a protest, as it should be. You're protesting against insanity because these people that run the places, the government, they are insane. You now have a dozen California lawmakers that just went to Hawaii to a luxury conference. The rooms were in excess of $500 a night. Each lawmaker got $3,500 spending money. These are people that left the state when you're not supposed to travel, right? Are you with me so far? Wow, and the conference is about the U.S. economy. Well, you're kind of not helping the economy when you're doing that. You're certainly not helping morale. Oh, boy. And then you got all these sheriffs who are saying, as I've already said once, I got to say it again, it's rather profound when you have some lawmakers that defy the law because they're too dumb to figure it out. And then you have others, elected sheriffs, that are saying, hang on here. I mean, bad laws can't be obeyed. You got this little circle going on. Common sense, good sense, ain't common anymore. Okay, and then you got, I got more stuff here. Let me look. Oh, I already did cover this, but all lawmakers that are liberal seem to break their own rules. So maybe they're smarter than we think. Maybe they just can't help themselves. Maybe they say it's a law, we legislate, but they really mean they're trying to educate. But when they open their mouth, rules come out because that's their makeup. So maybe you got to give them credit and say, hey, that isn't what they really meant. So we're going to do it too. And then again, you assess the risk and you do what's right for you and your family. Kind of makes some sense to me because then you're in charge, okay? President-elect Joe Biden, he's saying, you know what, we got to forgive student loans to everybody. That makes a lot of sense. You should pay for somebody else's education. Why not? That's dumb. But it's socialist. That's what the makeup is of these people. I had a conversation with a guy the other day. He was actually a Democrat, but he's a business owner, and he's never appeared to be radical. And this is what he said to me. He's kind of my friend, and I have one of them, kind of, sort of. I'm trying to bring him over to the right side, you know. Anyway, he said, you know, it's a good idea to have free education for everybody, but I don't know where the money's going to come from. And I said, come on, Joe, it's easy. His name is Joe also. And I said, it's pretty simple stuff. It's going to come from you and me and everybody else. That's socialism. Don't you get it? You got to take from other people to give. And he said, oh, I never thought of it that way. And I said, duh. That's what this is about. It's about socialism. You take, you give. Should you give something free to other people? Firstly, nothing's free. Free lunch, I think we started the show that way. Free stuff, that free lunch isn't too bad as long as you leave them hanging forever. Y'all come back here tomorrow. We're gonna more for you from the right. Probably too, still from California. I don't know if they'll let me out of here. Although soon they might be happy to see me go. Hey, see ya.